the decision making kind of aligned with it, with that ethical framework. I think it's probably fair to say when recommendations to restrict certain civil liberties in the interest of protecting public health were made, this advice was underpinned very clearly by these relevant ethical principles, but also the assessment of the prevailing epidemiological profile at the time in the country. And as such, the restrictive public health measures that were advised by the National Public Health Emergency Team that were coordinating the response from a public health perspective were deemed proportionate and considered necessary to address the threat to public health at any given time. I know the committee asked about the specifics of the regulations that were developed under the Health Preservation and Protection and Other Emergencies Measures in the Public Interest Act. I suppose firstly maybe to say that the Act was passed in order to address the public health situation at the time, obviously, but also authorising the Minister to make regulations for preventing, limiting, minimising or slowing the spread of COVID, which was the primary purpose of those regulations. Given that the advice in terms of the epidemiological situation, changed over time as the virus changed, as our understanding of the virus changed, and as new developments happened, including variants of concern, the regulations also changed as well. So perhaps I think just in the interest of time, if the committee would allow it, I think perhaps providing a written response just in terms of the individual regulations, I think would be probably the best course of action. But just having considered all of that, and I think we have to reflect that in 2020 in particular, this is at a time in the pandemic where we didn't have a vaccine and we didn't have treatment. The response to the pandemic was as a result necessarily largely taken in the form of non-pharmaceutical interventions, so hand hygiene, respiratory etiquette, social distancing, and all of the public health measures. But having considered all of that into the specific questions, it is recognised, I suppose, that over the course of the pandemic, individual rights and freedoms were restricted in the interests of public health, which placed a considerable burden on people. While Article 4 of the Covenant allows state parties to take measures derogating from their obligations under the Covenant, Ireland has not availed of such derogations during the pandemic, as we were able to attain the public health and other public policy objectives in accordance with the relevant provisions of the Covenant. And I think I might, in the interest of time, leave it at that. Thank you.
That's great, Niall. Thanks. Thanks very much. I'll just briefly deal with the equality strategies, and just in terms of NITRIS and the questions raised about the travelling community. And I think we have to recognise as a country that our travelling community have been the subject of systemic racism over decades in our country, and measures have been taken to address that and improve the situation. And undoubtedly, the recognition of traveller ethnicity is an important step, but along